And Daf Tzadik Tesom and Aleph. Let us just see the Gemara to just go over the Gemara and then to learn Tosfos. The Kama Rochav Agola. How wide is the Agola? Rashi learns that Agola means the Chlal of the Agola. Shtei Ames Umachze. So there's 2.5 Ames. So the Gemara asks, why do you need 2.5 Ames? Ba'am Sopalge Sagi. You could get away with 1.5 Ames. Rashi said the magic number of 1.5 is that if you'll be necessary to put the kroshim in the agola lengthwise, not on the tfanis, you'll put it al atzdodim. So why is it 2.5? So the Gemara says kecha de ledadu kroshim. The kroshim will be very wobbly if it is resting. You have kroshim which are 10 amas long and it is resting on a base of 1.5 amas. Then the Gemara is further, Erlo de Kaimon Derchish is Arab Mshay Shesra Yama Anan de Gemino Mishkin, the Mishkin Chamesri Havoi. The Mishkin, there was only 15. So Rashi makes the Cheshbin that there were 2 Agolas and there was a Eirech Agola Bintayim. So we have now 3 Aces. The Agola with its study Agola was 5. So there's 5 on each side, and then there's 5 in the middle, so there's 15. The Mishkan Chamesri Havoi, the Mishkan is only 15, so how do we get the magic number of 16? So the Gemara says, Amse Yeseira Havoi, Davikoi Ben Levi, Trimishtalfi Kroshim, Avenokit Lusarashi learned, there was a half an Amma on each side of the Agolis, that a Ben Levi should go and be misakin the Kroshim if they start falling. Let us see Tosfos. Lama li ba'amsa upalgi sagi. He says, why do you need that the cholol ha'agola should be 2.5? 1.5 is sufficient. Zok Tosfos l'shitas Rashi, sheshtei agolis hoyu meferokes zumizu. Rashi learns that the 2 agolas were separated one from the other. V'yesh hefsik b'neyem hey amis, and between the 2 agolas there was an empty space of hey amis. V'chol achas tu'une levad masi shel kroshim. In each agola carried the 12 kroshim. Kroshim. So Tosfos asks, the whole thing is very difficult to understand. Heich yecholim kroshim shekol kach kveidim. She'orikon eser ames, ve'roichbon ame v'chatzi, ve'oivyan amo, they were heavy kroshim. 12 kroshim, lamoid al beiz amois u'machzoroichiv. So it stood al beiz amois u'machzoroichiv. This supported such a small base for such a long, heavy keresh. Ve'oit, and the Gemara asks the Porich ba'amso opalgisagi. The Gemara asks that you don't even need 2.5. 1.5 ames are sufficient. Eich yochil kol kach koivit godel lamid ba'amso opalg. The Cholshkein, then Tosfos asks another kasha, laman diyomer kolin vahilchemat ke'etzba, shloihoyu yecholim lamid. So Tosfos means, so then it was very batlonish. The balance of weight was not the same. So one side was heavy, one side was light, and you have such a small base, nothing to rest on. It's mamish like you're walking on a tightrope. So how could this be? How could 2 agolas go one next to the other with a 5 amma space in between? And according to Rashi, really the kroshim were 20 ammas. So you had 5 ammas sticking out. You had 2.5 ammas sticking out from the left agola. 2.5 ammas sticking out from the right agola. That was Beneya. So that was 5 ammas. So they're traveling together. So the kroshim should have blocked the kroshim should have banged in one to the other. Okay, now you are kroshim neikshim zeboze. The kroshim banged in one to the other. The way Rashi makes the tzir. ואיך שצריך לימה לפירושי, שהקרושים היו נויתם על האיהולים. That means if the Rishus HaRabim was exactly 16 amits, so Rashi says, but the Kroshim, the two sets of Kroshim were 20 amits. So the Kroshim that were on the Tzad Chitzayni of the Agola was out of the Rishus HaRabim, and it was, so it bumped into the Holim, Oyala Chatzeris, Milamala Miyud, Mikol Tzad Beis Amis Amatzmai, Kamesha Perish Bekundus Ba'atzmai. So it comes out, it's very modne, that the Kroshim bumped into the Holim. I mean, 10 Tvachim high is not so high, you're into the Chatzeris, people were using the Chatzeris, and all of a sudden, bang, the Kroshim were passing by. Shrei Oirech Shnei Kroshim Uchof Amet. Rishus HaRabim Einei Reichiv Ki'im Tezayin Amo. That's also very modern. V'oid, another kasha, Minolon D'shtei Agolis O'yohilcheis Zu B'tzad Zu. He says, how did the Gemara know? The whole shir of Rishus HaRabim we learn out from the Diglei Midbar. So we're saying, we're assuming that two Agolis went one next to the other, two abreast. So there was 15 Amis, so we have another Amma for a Ben Levi, 16 Amis. How do you know, Bechlau, that was the Seder HaHiloch? L'meilev Shei Rishus HaRabim Tezayin Amma. Shema Yehuchas Kulam Zu Achazu. Maybe they went one at a time. V'yeh Rishus HaRabim Kotten, so the Rishus HaRabim was pretty small. V'yeh Batam Yachad, maybe they went four abreast. V'yeh Rishus HaRabim Godel Harbe. We're deriving everything from something we never witnessed. So how did Chazal know that was the Seder how they went? To Agolis, and Memela, that determines the Shir of Rishus HaRabim. So because of all these kashes, so Tosfos has a new pshat in the Gemara. We have here a diagram how Tosfos made the Agolis. So now the Rabbeinu Tam, v'nira la Rabbeinu Tam, sheshtei agoles hoyu mechuboreis yachad. The two agoles were attached together. They were on one base. Shoyesham eitz oruch. There was one long eitz, I mean on the top and on the bottom, and then on the front and the back. So the mele, there was one long eitz of 15 amen. V'hoyu bo arba oifanim. There were four wheels attached to this long eight. Kimoyil shtei agolis. Just like you have for shtei agolis in the front, you would have two and two. So here you also had in the front, you had four wheels. Ushtei tikunei tfanis. Kimoyil shtei agolis. The tikunei tfanis are the two walls which were in the, if you have an agola, so the walls that were the length of the agola, so you had two tikunei tfanis on each side of this long board that was 15 amis. And that was, ushtei tikunei tfanis, kamoy lushtei agolas. Ubein agola la agola, between one agola and the other agola, K'moy oirech agola, perish. Bein doifin agola zu. Between, so Tosfos learned that the doifin was part of the 2.5 amis, not only the cholo. So bein doifin agola zu, between this doifin, le doifin agola zu, hey amis. There were hey amis in the middle. The cheshbon of hey amis, the rishonim say, because that's pshat tzidei agola. That means from the doifin till after the oivi ha'oifin was 2.5 amis. So memele, so there were 2.5 amis for each agola on each side. So memele, that's why in the middle there was a distance of 5 amis. Perish bein doifin agola zu, le doifin agola zu, hey amis. V'tzidei agole kimolei roichev agole mikol tzad v'tzad. The Tzidei HaGola were 2.5 Amis. That means from the Doifin till after the Oifin were 2.5 Amis. So, Kimolei Reichev HaGola, Rashi learns that Tzidei HaGola were like the Reichev HaGola. That means the two Tzdodim equaled one Reichev. So Rashi learns that Tzidei HaGola were an Amma and a quarter on each side. And two Tzidei HaGola were equivalent to one Reichev HaGola. Taisvis learns Vitside Agola Kimole Reichiv Agola Mikol Tzad Vitzad. Vitside Agola, each tzad was the same size as the Reichiv Agola. The Bain Doifin Agola, between the Doifin Agola im Ha'oifin, Shtei Amis Umachze. The Leike Perish Hakunteris. Not the way Rashi says. So according to Taisvis, it comes out that each Agola Bakel, Mikel, Koel was 7.5 Amis. Because the middle with the two Tfanis was 2.5 Amis. From that Doifin to the Oifin on the right side was another 2.5 Amis. From that Doifin to the Oifin on the left side was 2.5 Amis. So the whole Agola equals 7.5 Amis. So if you have two attached, so therefore it was 15 Amis. V'loike Perish HaKuntris, not the way Rashi learns, Shepirish Amma Urivia Lachol Tzad. Rashi says that the whole Agola Bakel Mikol Koel was 5 Amis. The Cholol was 2.5 Amis, and the Tzdodim was an Amma and a quarter on each side, and that equaled 5 Amis. So according to Taisus, the whole Agola was 7.5 Amis. V'roichav Shteyo Agolois Im Tzideim. So now, if you'll add together, if each agola was 7.5 amis, so memelos so are both agolas is tesvav amis. Umidoifin agola zu achitzein, ledoifin agola zu achitzein, yud amis. And the outer defanis of each agola, so if you'll measure from the outer doifin on the right side to the outer doifin on the left side, it was yud amis. There was exactly yud amis. Because from that doifin to the end of the oifin was another 2.5 amis. And that made the 15 amis. So the doifin achitzaini hayemini till the doifin achitzaini asmali was 10 amis. Ba'oirech hakeresh. Okay, oirech hakeresh would be better. Like the length of a keresh. Ba'yamashkiv hakeresh al shtei doifnei agolois. And the yamashkiv the keresh. So the keresh was not like, according to Rashi, the keresh was like walking on a tightrope. You balanced up a large keresh and it was on a very small base. Or yamashki v'keresh al shtei doifnei agolis. Or shtei agolis acheres lefneim. Shem hoya hoilches zu eitzel zu. If the both agolis, you had already 15 amas already, hoya neikshe zu bezu. Bezu achesu hoya hoilches yofe. So now it went good. So you had a roichev of 15 amas. V'hashte porishafe bamsa palgisagi, the hoyul vashtei agole, so you mashkivan, hoyisalke daitach beloy le dadu, mishani de velohochi mi dadu. So the mele, since it was resting on both agoles, so the Gemara held, you don't have to make it so big, you could make it 2 amis less. Balkaponim abol, so 8 amis of the kroshim would be resting already, so you don't need to be mamish the whole 10 amis. That's a menschliche kasha. The Gemara said no. They wanted it should be resting completely on the doifnei agola. So the Gemara says, so good, we have 15. How do we get to the number 16? So the Gemara, amse yeseire havoi. So Rashi learns there was a half a amma on each side. Taisvis learns there was one amma, bitzad agola, davikoi ben Levi. The ben Levi stood on the side of the gola. V'tzorich loy amma. He needs an amma to stand. The gavre ba'amsa Yosef. Gavro stands in amma. That's the gavre ba'amsa Yosef. Kedama be'kama desuki gabi suki asuya kekipshot. So he needed a roichev amma. Va'af al gav shepa'omim o yoheilech mitzadze opomim mitzadze. So this Ben Levi, sometimes he had to go to the right side of the agola, sometimes he had to go to the left side of the agola. So the chayri, you should need 17 amis, 15 plus 2. Mikomok mo yedai loy bama achas. Shemeize tzad shayeroitza likonis hayamata golo letzadacher. So he told the driver, move over to the extreme right or to the extreme left. So he had his amen. Boyanichnas bein ha'oyel la'agola. He says, the holim started right when the Rishus HaRabim ended. So that means after in 16 Amis, there was a holim on both sides. So boyanichnas bein ha'oyel la'agola. When the agola moved to the extreme right, so there was left over an amen for him. So in this amen, the Ben Levi went to adjust the kroshim. Or misaknum. So according to Taisvis, Taisvis has a shtickle problem. According to Taisvis, the kroshim were, the whole agola was 15 amas. The kroshim were and these 10 amas. So there was a 2.5 amma distance between, the Ben Levi was standing over here. So he was standing 3.5 amas away, 3.5 amas away from the kroshim. So Mamela, how could he go and adjust the kroshim if it's 3.5 amas away? Taisus has a problem. He was standing on the third amas, so he was standing on the kishir tzada hagola, because the tzadi hagola were 2.5 amas from the doifin hagola. Mikomokim ayochel lahayshit yadisham or lesakein ayayidei makol ayidei shum davaracha. He could find an eitzah what to do. So that's how he was able to be Mesada the Kroshim. Zok the Mishnah. Chulyas Haber Vahasela Shehen Givoyin Asor. What is the title? Chulyas Haber. So let us see Rashi. Karka, the earth, Chafiras Haber. When you dig out a boyer, so what do you do with this karke? Neisnin sevivaisov. So you take the earth and you make like a wall around the boyer. Lahakiv kemin chayme. So you make a wall with the earth of the boyer to protect someone's walking in the middle of the, in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim so he can fall straight into the boyer. So they used to take the dirt and use it to make a wall to surround the boyer. So they used to take the earth and make it, make a hekev. Chulyes haber v'asela shehen gevoyin asore orechovon arbo. So what does the Mishnah mean? So the pashtis the Mishnah means, Aisis, the chulye was l'choyre. The chulye was tall 10. Or vahasela, he had a stone in the middle of a Rishus HaRabim. Shehen gevoye asore. And this stone and this chulye, lochayre, were gevoye asore. Urechovon arbo. And they had a width that was dalet fochim al dalet fochim. Hanoi, so what do you have? In the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, you have here a mound of earth. Or a stone, that is gavoya asara v'roichev arbe, hanoitel mehen, a person takes off something. This is the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. So hanoitel mehen, a person who is standing in the Rishus HaRabim, take a chayfetz that is on them, or v'hanoisein al gabon, or a person will put something on top of them, chayef, so he is chayef. Poches mikein, what if this does not have asara for him? Or is not Dalet al Dalet. Potter. So then he is Potter because then it is not, if it's less than Yud, so it's a Karmelis. If it's less than Dalet, it's a Mokim Ptur. So Memele, so that is what the Mishnah is telling us. Zok de Gemara. Lomali lemisni chulyes haber vahasela. Lisni haber vahasela. Let us see Rashi. Lamali lemisni chulyes haber vasela. So Rashi gives a shtick like domen. Pshitalon de sela nokat linyin goivo. That's what it says, sela. It's telling us that you have a stone that is 10 tvachim tall, dalid al dalid roichet. So this is a Rishus HaYochid. It is a Rishus HaYochid without mechitzis. But it is a davar shegavoya asore v'rochav dalit. So that is the Rishus HaYochid. U'boir le'inyin oimek. That what the Mishnah mentions, boir. So that's Rishus HaYochid. There it's not gavoya mirishus harabim. It's omuk mirishus harabim asore. Shenoitel mitzoycha yemoyitzi lishus harab. Yeah. So Memeila, so it's telling us, so the seller we understand, and the buyer we understand. So the buyer is telling us, Linyin the Oimek. The E, Linyin Goiva, if he's interested in telling us about the Goiva of the Chuye, Kigoin. Lemoyrid Mechuya, Lematoch, Goin, the Rechava Arba. If the chulya has the exact measurements of a rishus hayochid, so he told me that you have something that is 10 tfachim by dalet tfachim, that is a din rishus hayochid. So he has to tell me if you have a stone, if you have a mound of earth. Elavadai lemoitzi mitoich oignei bernokat lo. So he wants to tell us you're taking out of the bayah. Right? You're putting over the chulya. Even the hachiyu, chulya lomali. See, if you're taking out of the bayah, so why do you need the chulya in Gansen? Listen, a bayah la'oimik vasela la'goyva. So this chulya is a sore thumb. What is the chulya telling me? Bayah is telling me that it's shachtev rishus hayochid, that's omuk asorim rishus haram. Sela is telling me it's shachtev rishus hayochid, that's gavoyim rishus haram. But what is this chulya telling me? The Gemara, Misayil El Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Boyer Vechul Yosom Mitztarfim Lasoro. That the Boyer and the Chul Yisaboyer is Mitztarf Lasoro. Let us see Rashi, Mitztarfim Lasoro, Leshovya HaBoyer Rishus HaYochid. So it is speaking about as follows. It is speaking about the Boyer is five Tvachim deep. The chulya is five tvachim tall. So the Mishnah is telling us that you can be mitzarev, the goiva and the oimek to make yud tvachim. And let us try to appreciate the chiddush. What is the chiddush? L'chayr it is a gevaldike chiddush. Because between you and me, the taitch of a rishus harabim is, it is, a taitch of a rishus hayochid is, it is muvdol mihiluch harabim. That it's separated from the Mokim Hiluch Harab, that is a Rishus HaYochid. So if you have something that is 10 Tvachim Tol, no. So this is the Mokim Harabim, this is 10 Tvachim Tol, this is Muvdol. If you have something that's 10 Tvachim deep, no, it's also Muvdol. Do es Nishtahin and Nishtahel. That means, let us make it very interesting. Let us say that the Chulya is 2 Tvachim Tol. So, Lugabi the Mokim Hiluch HaRabim, it's a filolovod, it's, you just have a bump of earth over here. The Boyer alone is 8 Tvachim deep. Is Nishtahin and Nishtaher. So, what is blocking the Rabim? There's a mound of 2 Tvachim, which is Nishkain, big deal, and then you have, then down here you have another 8 Tvachim. Aval Kaponim, Shteito Achidish, that you mitztarif oimek legoiva, which is take, it's two types of blockages, two types of mavdilim, and it adds up. You can add goiva to oimek and make yud. L'shavi aber rishus hayochid v'mhoitzi mitoich oigen chul yechayv. If you'll take out from the boir over the oigen chul ye, you'll be chayv. That is the chiddush of our Mishnah. Zok Tosfos, Misayil El Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Boil V'chul Yosoi Mitztarfin La'asor. V'im Taima, U'ma Tzorich L'mas Nisin La'ashmina. Why do you need our Mishnah to tell us this chiddush? Hotanine Chod Zimne B'Perik Basra Di Erevin. We learned this once in Erevin. Boir B'Shus HaRabim. A Boir B'Shus HaRabim. Vichul Yosoi, Givoya Yutfochen. So you have your Aboyer Vichulye. Chaloin Sha'al Gabov. Now you have someone is living in a house, and he has a window that is right over the boir v'chul yosei. That means it's very convenient. You had a boir right next to the wall of his house, on the outside. This boir was heit v'chim deep. You had a chulya that surrounded the boir, which was heit v'chim high. And then, mamish, when he opened up this window, so he was right in front of this chulya. So he can go, so it says over there, he can go and take a bucket. And mamish says this, even though around there's a reshus harabim, but since this reshus hayochad is flush next to his house, so he extends the bucket into the boir, and he takes out water, and no problem. He does this in Shabbos. So this is a mishnah neirivin, boir b'shus harabim, v'chul yosa, givoya yutfochim, Chaloin shal gabo b'malim mena b'shabes. In the gets a din of reshus hayochid, umuki rabbi yoichin and b'gmore b'smucha lo, v'kamash malon, the boy of v'chul yosei mitzvarfin lasor. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That boy of v'chul yosei makes a reshus hayochid. So we have an often the Mishnah in Erevin. Now our Mishnah is telling us a din, that a boy is a reshus hayochid, a selah is a reshus hayochid. So why do we need this third chiddush, which we have enough in the Mishnah Neirid. Yeshloime de derech tana lashmi'enu b'koitzer, afo gav shekvar ishmi'onu b'mokim acher. The Tana usually likes to hap on other dinim, even though they're mafurish in another place, but he's learning the dinim, so he throws in another din also, mesozach kidein kenyene din. Kedemrinim b'reish proches, milsa agavuchi kemash melon derev shimshe oichul betrume. He wants to tell us that even though the Tana is Isaac and telling us Hilchas Krishma Shel Arvis, but he throws in a yediyah when Kahanim are permitted to eat Trume. Avogav the Mishnah Shleimi v'Meseches Negoim Erev Shimshi Oichul B'Trume V'Kaheino Rabbois Bahashas. So that's not the Chiddush of our Mishnah. It's a bonus yediyah that the Mishnah is giving us. Inami. Now Taisa says another Teretz. Mi Yeture Demas Nisan Fakert. I appreciate the kasha. The halacha that boir b'chul yosei mitztarfin la'asara, we know from the Mishnah Neirevin. In our Mishnah is take miyuta. Miyuture demas nisin shaminon, the mitztarfin la'arbo. The Mishnah is telling us another chiddush. The Mishnah is telling us that the boir v'chul yosei, boir means the hollow part. Now let us picture, Tais is going to say this in a minute. Taisvis means that you have a boir. The boir could be two tvachim deep. The boir is le'malo v'le'meir now. But we have, he made around this boir, he made a choyme of yut tvachim tol. The chulye is yut tvachim. And this is surrounding the boir. So what do we have over here? We have over here something that is 10 tvachim tall, it's shaped like a chimney, it's around the boil. So as the goiva, it is a reshus hayochid, but there's a problem over here. It does not have a reichiv dalet. Yeah, if you'll measure the diameter, it has dalet. It has a reichiv dalet. But there's a hole there. That means you only have an outline of dalet al dalet. The chul yisaboyer out surrounds the circumference of the chulya is an area of dalet al dalet, but you have a loch there in the middle. You don't have dalet al dalet haroi lishtamesh. So that is the problem. So the Mishnah is telling us boir. Boir means the loch. V'chul yosai and the earth. Mitztarfil abo. That you could be mitzarif it to make dalet al dalet. That is the chiddush of our Mishnah. So now we'll see Taisus in the Vedic. Umayrig shachulyo gavoya asora. Inamim yitur demas nisin shamini de mitztarfin labo. The Mishnah is telling us that you could be mitzarif the cholol haboyer with the chulyes haboyer to make a dal dal dalad. Uli ishtamish al gabo mayri. In order to use the top of it. And how, what is the lomdis? It is not usable. There's no dalad al dalad horoi l'shimush. Mishum demonach alay midiyu mishtamish. Because you could put something on, you could put a board over this chulya, If you put a board, you'd be able to be mishtamish. Kedamrinen beperik chaloin. The Gemara says this eitzah of a board. The Gemara says in perik chaloin lagabi another type of rishus yochad. You had problems of shimush, so the Gemara says put a board on top of the roi lishtamish. Oh, Meiri in Taisa said is speaking about shachulya gavoya asore. The chulya is 10 tvachim tall. The beina gavoya yud le machayiv noitul venoisen al gabo. If it is not gavoya yud, so it doesn't have a din reshus hayochid legabi divnei reshus harab. Vahashti osi shapir. So now Taisa says, so now it's very good. Hodiktoni bimas nisin. Gevoyin asolo. That means till now, Taisus had a problem. Have chulyes aber vasela shen gevoyin asolo. So lochayre, till now we were learning that the chiddush is, that the chulya is mitzarev to the chalal aber to make asolo. So the chulya was 5 and the ber was omuk 5. So what is this gevoyin asolo? What is gevoyin? The selas gevoya asolo. The chulya is not gavoya asor, it's gavoya chomesh, and in the bayir is omek chomesh. So now it's very good gavoyin asor, because we're talking speaking about that the chulya is talking 10 ames to, 10 tvachim to. Vaho de nokat nami al gabo. And now it's also very good what we're speaking about vahanoisein al gabo. That a person puts on top of them. What is the them? Till now we were learning, you're speaking about taking out of the bayir, so it's not al-gabo. The imas nisen lehitztarev la-asorikoma. If the whole Mishnah is coming to tell us the tziruf asoro, ve'ein achulye gavoye asoro, le'yose shapi hodiktoni gavoye asoro, so why does the chulye have to be gavoye asoro? And what's that v'anoisen al-gabo nami yeinechayev shumnich agava chulye? If someone will put something on top of the chulya, he won't be chay, k'sheino gavoy asor. But now that Taisva said that the Mishnah is telling us the din tziruf legabi roichev arba, so memela, so it's very good, the gavoyin asor, and also, v'hanoisein al gabo, the loshen ha-Mishnah is meiridik. That's what Taisva says. But the problem is the Lashon HaGemara is shreklach. Because what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Messiah el Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ber v'chul Yoso mitztarfen le'asoro. The Gemara says, Messiah el Rabbi Yochanan, that it's mitztarf le'asoro. Yeah. So the Maram stelt sich, so the Maram says, Vaho de koma b'gmore mesayle Rabbi Yochanan, da oma Rabbi Yochanan, bor v'chi yose mitztarfen la'asore, so chloi me da hochi koma, de chishem, she mitztarfen la'asore oimek, hochinami mitztarfen l'roichev arbo. He says, the Gemara means just like Rabbi Yochanan said, that is a din tziruf, ba'oimek yimitzaref, the goiva and the oimek. So who a din? There's a din tziruf, yimitzaref, the roich. Yeah. So, let us try to understand l'choire, these are two different halachas. There's one halacha in Hilchis Mechitza. You need a Mechitza of Yutvachim. At Rabbi Yochanan gesagt achidish, that you're mitzaref the oimek haboyer with the goiva achulya to make asorah. That's a din in Hilchis Mechitza. Fine. We try to explain what the chidish is, that you're mitzaref oimek and goiva. Fine. That's a chidish in Hilchis Mechitza. This din, boyer v'chul yosoy mitzaref l'roichev, it's nothing to do with Hilchus Mechitzes. You have a Mechitz already. Here there's a different problem. There's a problem, you don't have Dalad al Dalad Haroy Lishimush. And what solves this problem? A Bretel. Taisa says, we can lay in a Bretel. But this is a problem with a different Lomdis. In what Shaykhis does this have with Rabbi Yochanan Shtik Teire? Es Rab Yochanan said, Boel v'chul yosoi mitztalfen la'asoro. Rab Yochanan told us, Alomdis and Hilchis Mechitzis. In the Gemara is telling us, in the Messiah Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar, so the Mishnah is telling us that it's mitztaref ledalet. I mean, l'chayre, one halacha is not derived from another halacha. These are two different halachas. This is a din in Hilchis Tziruf Mechitzes. This is a din in Mokim Dalet al Dalet. Rashi in Erevin, Rashi also says like this in Erevin, but Rashi makes it a little clearer. Rashi says, V'chi heichi d'shaminen mino legoiva, shaminen mino d'mitztafen lepusya, doktoni roichvon dalet. V'rochbon arbo. He says, the Mishnah went to, the Mishnah shein gvoyim asore, v'rochbon asore. Rashi means to say that the Mishnah is telling us, the Mishnah is telling us both halachas. He says, Rabbi Yochanan was just the one that was megale, that the Mishnah is telling us hilchis tziruf. That was what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan had a problem. How does the Chulya come in over here? So Rabbi Yochanan just said that the Chulya comes in legabe Ilchis Tziruf. But now now you can figure out if the Chulya is coming Ilchis Tziruf. So now, which Ilchis Tziruf do we learn from the Mishnah? Both Ilchis Tziruf. We learn the Ilchis Tziruf Hanegeya le Ilchis Mechitzis. And we learn the Ilchis Tziruf Hanegeya le Ilchis Dalet al Dalet. He says, Rabbi Yochanan was only megalos that the chulye, which the Mishnah speaks about, is coming to tell us that it can become mitzurif with the boyer. Bein le'inyin goyve, bein le'inyin roich. The Rashba brings down a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that this din, that Boyer v'chul yosoi mitztaref l'arbo is only if it's oimid merube ala poritz. That means you have here a chulya surrounding the boyer, and you have a hole in the middle. So the Yerushalmi says that the chulya has to be thicker than the hole. If the chulya is thicker than the hole, so that means, let's say, we have dalet tochim. So kaponim, you have 2.5 tfachim of chulye and 1.5 tfachim of cholol, then it becomes a reshus hayochid. But if you have 2.5, it's not a reshus hayochid. As I state in Yerushalmi. Rab Chaim wants to say, L'chay Retesis brought down a Bavli. Bavli said, why is it good? So Bavli says, because it's a kelegen abreitel. So Rab Chaim wants to be mevayer. Bavli red wegen Abreitel, the Yerushalmi red wegen Oymed Meruba ala Poritz. Wie stimmt es? L'chayre, me red nicht zum Sach. L'chayre, it's two different klolem over here. So Rab Chaim says, because there's two problems. There's two reasons why you need Dalet al Dalet. One reason you need Dalet al Dalet, because in order to have Hashem Reshus, it has to be Roy Lishimush. It has to be able to be used. If you can't use it, so memele, so it's not, if you can't use it, it doesn't have a din reshus hayochid. So that is what the Bavli was worried about. So the Bavli said, it's usable, get a hold of a board, you can use it. So in the problem of roi l'shimush, the Bavli said, no problem. It's usable in this state, just get a board and it's usable. But the Rav Chaim says there's another halacha. There's a halacha, in order to have a shame reshus hayochid, you have to have a kalke dalet al dalet. Forget about the din use. You need a kalke dalet al dalet in order to have a shame reshus hayochid. So the mele, this was a can bring in a breitel, das helft nicht. In order to have a shame, you need it. I can bring it. If a reshus hayochid needs it, so it's helft nicht, but you could bring it. By Hashem Rosham, you don't have a kalke dalet al dalet. He says, that the Yerushalmi said, you have oimed meruba ala poritz. Oimed meruba ala poritz is alumnus of rubei kikuloi. If roiv of this area is filled up with dirt, So there's a lomdis of rubai kikuloi. So we reckon kilo you have a kark of dalad dal dalad. So the Yerushalmi is speaking about the hilchis karka sheyesh by birshus hayochid. You need a kark of dalad dal dalad. And that works with rubai kikuloi noimit v'rubal aporet. The Bavli is speaking about there's another chesorin. There's a chesorin of roi lishamish. So the Bavli says, he could bring a breitel, so it's roi lishamish. Chazenish wants to say, there's a machloikas Bavli in Yerushalmi. Baltish. So we have here two mahalchim. Let us go further. Zokti gemore, tanya nami hochi, ber bishus harabim amuka yud urechova arbo. Now we have a whole bunch of halachas over here. Abayo b'shus harab netzamuki yudurachov abo. Eimem malim heimeno b'shabes. Chas v'sholm, you shouldn't fill up from this boyer in Shabbos. Elim kein osu lo mechitza gavoya yutfochem. Unless in the area around the kalka that's surrounding the boyer, you make a mechitza gavoya yutfochem. So come out, the whole area is an enclosed area of reshus hayochid. Then you can take out from the boil. So trashi mechitze yud, she yehei ha memale oimed lifnim im ha mechitze memale. If you make a gate surrounding the area around the boil, so you have an enclosed area, so that whole area is a reshus hayochid. Then you can take out from the boil. Elim ken osu loy mechitze gavoye yutfoche. Before we go further, let us see Tosfos. Elim ken osu loy mechitze gavoye yutfoche. Avol pasim loy mahani. So Tosfos says, pasim do not help. Pasim is a mishneh in Erevin. Pasim in reality is if you have a boyer in the middle. So they used to make on all four corners the yumdin. The yumdin was right angles, and you had on each corner you had four the yumdin. These are called pasay birois. You had two over here, two over here, two over here, two over here. Here the boy was in the middle. And there's a lundis of pasim that we rechen ki'ilu the whole around and around is mukif with mechitzes. So four right angles make ki'ilu the whole mukif is mukif mechitzes. That's a din of pasim birois. And it works and it helps. And achlutz poritz merubah lo'imet. Seems like, I think it's a loch le'moshim. You see now that pasim help. So Tosfos had a kash over here, so why does it say you can only fill? If you made a mechitza, a complete mechitza around you, make pasim, that's also sufficient, that's Tosfos kash. Avol pasim loy mahani, elo beber mayim chayim, oy boir harabim, kidisnan peperk oysim pasim. They will only matter pasim if you have a be'er, or you have a boyer harabim, avol boyer hayochid oisim loy mechitze. So what is the reason? The reason is as follows. They were only matter pasim if the tachlis is to get water. So if it's a bear, you'll always get water. Because a bear, that's a bear. A bear is, it's a continuous source of water. If it's a boyer harabim, so then they will say mechrabim mitkiri adodi. If there won't be any water, so they'll remind them you shouldn't be saymech on the pasim. But a boyer hayochid, they were afraid the boyer might dry up and there won't be any water, so a boyer hayochid, they were not matter with pasim. Aval boyer hayochid, oisin loy mechitze. Now Tosfos says further, v'davke omuk yud v'roichev arbe. Now that's what we said, the pasim is no good. That davke, if this boyer is a genuine reshus hayochid, tahavi reshus hayochid. Aval poches mikein, tahavi kalmelis. But if it's less than that, then it's a kalmelis. Loi hichmiru kol kach. So then they weren't machmer. Umishteri shapir bepasim. If the boyer is a kalmelis, so then they were make, if the boyer is a kalmelis, then they were makel, you could be makel with pasim. Yeah. If the boyer is a kalmelis, they were makel. So the Gram Horvitz says, what is the lomdus in Tosfos? If the boyer is a kalmelis, then they were makel. So the Gram Horvitz says that Bemison is azoi. This pasim midaraisa makes it a reshus hayochid. There's no difference if there's a be'er there, there's a boyer there. I mean, midaraisa it's a reshus hayochid. Chazal were only makel b'moke mayim, so that's why they said chumres tadavka be'er or be'harabim. So midarabonon, if it is not a be'er, it has a din of a kamalis. That was the chumre darabonon, has a din of a kamalis. So this is pshat and taisa. So if you have a be'er that is an emissary shus hayochid, so pasim won't help, because it comes out you're taking that from a rishus hayochid to a kamalis. So therefore pasim will not help. But if the boyer alone is a kamalis, so mamela, so then what's wrong with pasim? Pasim minatayre it makes it a rishus hayochid. Midarabonon, when we want saimach and pasim, it makes it a kamalis. So if the boyer inside is a kamalis, so there's nothing wrong here. So I'm taking from a kamalis to a kamalis. There's no issa. If the boyer is a rishus hayochid, so they didn't want to say that the pasim make this a vivai, a rishus hayochid. So I'm taking from a rishus hayochid to a kamalis. But if the boyer is a kamalis, so then you could be samech on the pasim, because the pasim midarabonon make the area surrounding it a rishus a kamalis also. So I'm taking from a kamalis to a kamalis. That's how the Gram Horovitz learns pshat and taisis. That is halacha number one that we are learning by boyer. Halacha number two. Vein shoysin einenu b'shabbos. A person, if you have a boyer b'shus harabim, so this boyer is reshus hayochid, so you're not allowed to drink from it in Shabbos. Ela im kein hichnis lo roishoy v'ruboy. That roishoy v'ruboy has to be bent over into the boyer. Then they were matter to drink from it. Let us see that. Vein shoysin einenu lamoy dal svoso. Back his head and take the keli from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. He's standing in the Rishus HaRabim. That's what Rashi says. When Shaisim Emen Olam Eidal Svosa, to stand on the edge of the bur. V'lishev b'kli, u'lahach nisroi she'lechalola v'lishtois, k'disnan lo yamid odom b'shus HaRabim v'yishta b'shus HaYochid, shemo yimshech ha'kli etzloi. He might schlep the kli towards him, towards the Rishus HaRabim. Unless Roishe Verubai is bent over the boil, so then I'm not going. That is the second halach. Halach number three. Uboy Vichul Yosai Mitzar von Lasore. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Zin, that there's a din tzirut. Anu Gemara now. Boy minoi Rav Mordechai mei Rabbe. Rav Mordechai asked a shaila from Rabbe. Omud b'rishus harabim govoya yud v'rochov dalet. You have an omud, you have a post in the rishus harabim. That's 10 tfochim tall and dalet tfochim wide. V'zorak, and he's standing in the rishus harabim, v'noch al gabov, and it landed on the omud. So l'chayre, what did he do? He threw from a rishus harabim onto a rishus hayochid. What the shayla? Mal. So the shayl is as follows. Mi amrinin harei akire be'issa. He was oike from the Rishus HaRab. Harei hanoche be'issa. He made hanoche on the Rishus HaYochid. So he should be chay. Oy dilme kivin de mi mokim p'tur kosi. No, since it's coming from a mokim p'tur, because we have to realize, when he picks up from the Rishus HaRab and he throws it over onto the Rishus HaYochid, so if the goyva of the Rishus HaYochid is Yutvachim, so in order to reach the Rishus HaYochid, it has to first go over the Rishus HaRabim and then land on the Yomut. So Mamela, so it is coming from a Mokim Ptur. So he made an Akire B'Shus HaRabim, Anoche B'Shus HaYochid, but while traveling, it traveled through a Mokim Ptur. We'll see this, what the Shailas will see in Taisvis. The other Rishayim, but Al Kaponim, that was the Shaila of Rav Mordechai. Kiven de Mimokem Ptur Kosi, since it came through the Zrike, was a Zrike from a Rishus HaYochid to a Mokem, from a Rishus HaRabim to a Mokem Ptur, because he was standing in Rishus HaRabim, so the Rishus HaRabim is only 10 Tfochim. So when he wants it to land on the Yomot, so first it has to go over the Rishus HaRabim into a Mokim Ptur, and then it lands on the Amud. So it went through a Mokim Ptur before it landed on the Rishus HaYochid. So klar te gemore. Given the Mamakim Ptur Kasi, like, Amrulay Masnisani, it's a Mishnah. What did they mean? They meant our Mishnah, that a seller is a din of Rishus Ayochad, a Neutl Memen of a Neusin. If you take off, you put on your Chay. He wasn't happy with this. Also, Shailul Rav Yosef. He asked Rav Yosef the same Shailul. Amrulay Masnisani, it's a Mishnah. Also, Shailul Abaye. Amrulay Masnisani. Amalohu, so he told them, Kuchul Beroike Dahadodi Tfisu. That means all of you, you're spitting out the same spit. All of you are saying the same tenets. But I'm not so free with what you're saying. Amru loy ba'at loy tizbira. Well, we don't understand. You disagree? It's a Mishnah. Vasnan hanoytel mehem, vahanoysen al gabom chayim. And the Mishnah says that. That if you put on the omut, you chayim. Amalei Mishneh, Dilma Masnisen b'machat. Maybe the Mishneh is speaking about a machat. So they asked him, machat nami efshidle midlaye put. And a machat you don't have the problem. Your machat, you also have the same problem. You're throwing on the yomud, so lemaisen has to go over yud tvachim in order to land on the yomud. What's different a machat than something thicker than a machat? You still have the same problem. So he said, no, the Islay Mulshe, inami de Ramye Becharitze. So let us see Rashi. Now see how Rashi explains the Shaila. Zot Rashi, Harayakire Beisr, Meshusarab, Hayenoche Beisr, Meshusayochit. Mimokim Ptur Kosi is coming from a Mokim Ptur. Shehi Efshe, it is impossible. Mistama, it went higher than the Amud. Shuhu mokim ptu. She'ene avarishus arab. Ba'avarishus ayachi nami lehab. Dechi emrin rishus ayachid oila adler rekiye animili keneged rishus ayachid. Opposite the Amud, it's oila adler kiye. Aval hai mikame de limti la aver Amud. Here, before it came to the aver of the Amud, Agbe lemaila miyesore, so this is more than 10 tfachim over the Rishus Arab. So memeila, this is a mokim ptu. So he told them, masnisin hi, hanoytel mehen, vahanoysen al gabon, chay, it's a Mishnah. Beroike da dodi tefiso, kulchem roikechad atem roike, and you're spitting out the same terrace. Vahatloy tisbere de masnisin hi, you hold it's not a Mishnah, he said, no, the Mishnah is bemacha, teine gavoye. So they asked him, and ain't a gavoy. But the machat also, when you throw a machat on top of the yom, but you also have the same problem. It has to go into a mokim ptu. So he said, no, I learned pshat in the Mishnah, the isla sela mursha. Mursha means that they have a sela that is yud tfachim tol. This is the sela. And then underneath the yud tfachim, there's something jutting out from the cellar. Now, the cellar was not smooth, so you have something jutting out over here. So this mulshe has a locha of churei reshus hayochid. Since it is a tuffle to the amud, and the amud is a reshus hayochid, so the mulshe, even though it's lamato miyud, it has a locha of churei reshus hayochid. So if he threw a machat from the reshus harabim onto this mulshe, it is not mulchach that the machat went into a mokim ptu. A machat you don't have to throw too tall. And the mush is a little underneath the top of the yomud, so it went directly from the Rishus Arabim into a churei Rishus Hayochid. That is the taich mulshe. Lusela mulshe namach miyud, bekim de kula gavoye yud bar mihi mulshe, viyu lehavi mokim choshev, Havalei churei reshus hayochid. So it's a churei reshus hayochid. Inami deram yemachet becheritshe besela. Not something sticking out from the cella. There's an indentation in the cella. Sheberoishoi. V'lei nofo melemayla miyud elo lesaychiyot. So memayla again, so this is a churei reshus hayochid, and we are avoiding the problem. Zok Tosfos. Oidilme kiven de mimokem ptur kaosi loi. So the Gemara says, Yevakira Bechiv, Yevanocha Bechiv. But it went to a Mokim too. Vim Taima Afektaisus Amoyre de Kekasha, that all the Rishonim ask, Umay Kami Boy, like, what's the Shaila? Tivshet, Midesanya Bepeire Kama, Hamoitzi Mechnus Leplatio Derech Stop. We learned of a person takes out from Achanus a Rishus Ayochit, Leplatio to a Rishus Arab. Derech Stop, and he's walking through a Karmelis. He made an Akirim Mirshus Ayochit. He made Anoche Birshus Arab. And on his way from the Akira to the Anoch, he walked through a Karmelis, Chayim. And there it says, Ve'echot ha-moishit, ve'echot ha-zeirik chayim. I feel according to Ben Azai. So, Klo, someone threw something from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabin, and in the meantime, I went through a Mokim Ptur, a Karmelis is a Mokim Ptur, min ha-teire, so you chayim. V'mrin alel ha-moitzi masi l'maylo mi'asori chayim. We learned the same thing of a person is carrying a masi that l'maylo mi'asori, also it went through l'maylo mi'asori, it's also chayim. So the gate man is done, what happened in between. So Rav Peiris makes an akita. The davke kshe posak koichoi b'mokim p'tur komi boile. The Gemara Shaila is, if it was posak koichoi b'mokim p'tur. What does that mean? Kigoin. She zorak l'maylo miyud kinegev avir rishusarav. The Amud is here. The Avir Rishus Arabim is here. Now, he threw something l'mayla miyut, kineged Avir Rishus Arabim. So it's going up, it went into Amokim too. The Yorad ha'Evan ba'alachsoim. Now the Evan went down ba'alachsoim on a slant, v'nocha al ha'Amud. And it rested al ha'Amud. The Yerida Zu Einoi Mi Koichai Horishain, Elo Koyach Koichai. This Yerida is not Mi Koichai Horishain, Elo Koyach Koichai. The Kivin the Mimokim Pturka Osi, Yesh Hefsik Beinakiro Rishaine Lahanoch. Avolim Zorek Mamish Kenegito Omud Shloi Holcha Balachsin Klau, Elo Holcha Mi Koichai Ado Omud, Vadai Chai. Now let us try to explain Taisvis. Hey, Taisvis is telling us that it fell koyach koyach. He threw up this way, and it fell balachsin on the Omud. If he would throw it directly on the Omud, no shaila. Even though it went through a mokim ptur, no shaila whatsoever. The shaila is because it is koyach koyach. Now, what is the taich koyach koyach? Koyach koyach means that when he threw it to begin with, so it's going in two directions. It's going this way, and it's going in the roichev, and it's going in the goiva. So that was his koyach. It was going up and going slanty. When his koyach was nifsak, so that means when it started, when gravity was goiva over his koyach, so now the going up, it's not going anymore, but so it's going down, but al kaponim, the Allah saying that it is going on, that's a kaponim, this chalik of his koyach is still in existence. Before his koyach was shooting it up, that became nifsak. But this is koyach koyach. Now, before we go further, what is this din of koyach koyach? Is it called I did it? Is it called I didn't do it? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, if you're going to throw a stone, and it's going to fall balachsen, and it's going to hit someone on his head, you're a tzeach. So we see koyach koychoi is called, I did it. It's koyach kolach, but you're a tzeach for that. So now we have to understand, so what Zuktar Taisvus does, so it's koyach koychoi. Fine, but I'm a choy for koyach koychoi also. So, that's the chmir, and I think that is pshat in the Rishash, the lumdus of Taisvus is as follows. There are two koichos that are controlling the zrike of the chayfes. There's koyach aleph that made it go up. That is koyach aleph. Then koyach aleph stopped. And now koyach beis is starting. That means it works in two steps. But there are two different koichos. There's koyach aleph that is making it go up. And then when that stops, there's a new koyach koyach beis, which is making it go down, and both koyches he's responsible for, but they are two koyches. This is called koyach aleph, and this is koyach beis. So what is the shaila? So the shaila is, so when did koyach beis start functioning? Koyach beis started functioning when it was in amokim p'tur. So that is the shaila of the Gemara. So koyach beis took the chavetz from amokim p'tur to a rishus hayochid. That means if it would be all one koyach that determined that this chavetz should end on the amud. So Mamela, so the koyach took it from a rishus hayochid and brought it to a rishus harabim and brought it to a rishus hayochid. I in between it went through amokim p'tur was geit meron. So geit megon isham. If it's one koyach that did everything. But since these are two different koyaches, there are two steps over here. Step number one is koyach aleph is throwing it into amokim p'tur. Then koyach beis starts working. So koyach beis did not take it from a rishus hayochid. Koyach beis took it from amokim p'tur. So we are considering it like it's two different pulas that I did, but the two different pulas are not, each one is not a pula of chiyuv. Koyach aleph shot it up into amokim p'tur. So that's nothing. Koyach beis took it from amokim p'tur. So memele, so for each koyach bezunda, you can be mechayim be. Because, and both together, the two different koyaches. So that is the shail of the Gemara. The shail of the Gemara is, since koyach beis started from amokim p'tur, took it from amokim p'tur, so therefore, you can't be mechayim on koyach beis. You can't be mechayim on koyach aleph also. And these are two different koyaches. That is the shail of the Gemara. Aber im Zorak mamish keneget ha-omish leil holcha balachs in klau. Elo holcha mi koicha yad ha-omut. Vadei chai. Then will be vadei chai. Vedavke be Zorak mi boile. Ke de perashti. Navke by Zorak. Because by Zorak we have this kunz. We have two koiches. So we could have a suffix. The second koiche took it from a mokim p'tur. Aber moitzi yo machnis. A person will pick it up and put it on. Pshitalei de chai. In hot water. So what was the raya from the Mishnah? The Mishnah is not speaking about Zrike. So that's why the Gemara held that wherever it says Moshe to Adin Zayrik, if he didn't differentiate. So the Mishnah is speaking about Zayrik also. There was one Pula Arich, they took from a Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabim. Here there are two Koiches, Amela, we split them up, and it's considered Koich Rishin, two Amokim Tu, Koich Beis from Amokim Tu. This is Shitas HaTois. So Betzim, there's a Shmerikait in Toysus, the Chodesh of, and some say in Pshat. He says, the Gemara held that the Mishnah is speaking about Zayrik also. So why did he have to answer him, it's speaking about it rested on a Murshe, or it rested on a Chritz? Say it rested on top of the Yomad, but it was with one Koyach. The whole Shail is if he threw it with two Koyaches. Toysus said, Klaw. If he threw it with one Koyach, he chayev. So Mustafa is looking at it rested like this. He wanted to say that the Mishnah is speaking about all types of Zrikas. But it didn't rest on the top of the Amud. It rested on the Musha. L'chayre, the same vein, he could have said it, speaking about Azrike Behedye, not Azrike with two koiches. That this is Taisvis Mahalach in the Gemara. A very mechudishtike Mahalach. The Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rashba, say, I'm Uyim de Kepshat, now Gemara Gor, and under Kepshat, not the way Taisvis learned with the Koyach, koyach, koyach. The Ramban says, Amoyre de Kezach. Amoyre de Kepshat in the Gemara. What is the Shail of the Gemara? He says, the Shail of the Gemara is as follows. We have a klal that a Rishus HaYochid is Oila Adla Rekia. The longest of this klal, the Achroinim Amavaya, maybe it's Mavun Rishainim also, because you have a Mechitze Yud, so you say, good asik mechitzte. So the mechitzte goes ad l'rekiye. So the avir, toich ha-mechitzis, is a rishus hayoch. The Ramban and Rashba say, what if you have an omud that is gavoya yud? There's no mechitzas nikaris over there. It's an omud. There's no mechitzas over there. It's just a big chunk of wood. So Memela, the Ramban says, over there, there's no din of good asik mechitzah. On top of the omud is a rishus hayochid. On top of the omud is a rishus hayochid. But that's it. Over here, this is a makim ptur. This is not ave rishus hayochid. The rishus hayochid of a omud is only the surface of the omud. The avir over the surface, that's a makim ptur. Not a rishus hayochid. Azoy zik the Ramban. And the Rashbe. So the Ramban says, Amu'uyim de kipshat in the Gemara. So he says, so the shayla of the Gemara was that it came from a mokim p'tur, and the chayvet still finds itself on a mokim p'tur. He says, where is the chayvet? When the chayvet is resting on top of the omud, so he says, the whole chayvet still is from mokim p'tur. It is only resting on a rishus ayochid. Amu'uyim de kipshat. That was the shayla in the Gemara. You have something that is resting on a Rishus HaYochid was gefinzich in a Mokim Ptur. And it came from a Mokim Ptur. That's a bonus also. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara Klal. That was the whole Shaila. That would it goes through Stamos like the Taisis Pav Vashteitzach. That would it journeyed through a Mokim Ptur. This is Loimal of Loimayri. But the Shaila was, it came from a Mokim Ptur and it still is in a Mokim Ptur. That is the Shaila, and that we paskin, that you're chayiv. But let me just end with a kasha that the Rashba asks. The kasha is moira dikteteret taf mefashtein, so we'll blive with the kasha. We hear a gemore and daf ches omed aleph. The gemore and daf ches omed aleph says, if you have something that is yud aleph tvochim tol, and you'll put it in a rishus harabim, so the din is you are potter. Why are you potter? Because it is not completely in the Rishus HaRabim. If it is Yud Aleph Tvachim Tol, so Yud Aves is in the Yud Tvachim is in the Rishus HaRabim. The Tevach, the extra Tevach, is in Amokim Ptur. So it's Igudai B'mokim, the whole thing didn't go into the Rishus HaRabim. Only 10 Tvachim went in. There's something sticking out B'mokim Ptur, so you're not Chayiv. So, Frechtach the Rashba, if the whole thing is in the Rishus HaRabim, and the Mashu is sticking out your potter, over here is doch noch erger. Nothing's in the Rishus HaYochid. The whole Chayvitz is in the Mokim Tur. It's just resting on the Rishus HaYochid. Why should you be Chayiv?